Stopped. Okay, I want to give the Shul Zecher Nishmas to all the Chayalim, special ones who just killed. May Hashem protect them. In the future, may the Neshomas of the Chayalim go to the highest points again, Aiden. So, the Shem, guys, okay, we got to learn Stark, because the Shem, proud of you guys. Let's begin. We left off yesterday with the story of Bar Kapara with two Talmidim. And the question, the kasha that I posed to you guys at the end of Shir yesterday was as follows. And that is, what did the Rebbe Bar Kapara hold? Did he hold like the Malagleg, the Macher, the Talmud who mocked the Mavarech, or did he hold like the Mavarech, the one who said the Bracha? That is the question we want to begin with today, with this Marsha I want you to see. Because the Marsha says, I'm very perplexed with it. Marsha lived in the 1600s. From the Gedolei Hador, and he said that, listen, in the beginning he says he got angry at the Malagleg. What does that imply? That he holds like who? The Mavarech. Then a line later it says he got angry at who? The Mavarech. That implies he holds like who? Malagleg. So who do you hold like? Who do you hold? First you're angry at the Malagleg, Masha holds like the Mavarech. Then you get angry at the Mavarech, Masha holds like the Malagleg. What's going on? You ready, Akiva? Let's get it. So says the Marsha, let's get it down. The Marsha says that no doubt, in his mind, Bar Kapara held like the Malagleg. Meaning to say that, really, the Bracha, Lamaisa, should have been said, not on the chicken, it should have been said on the what? Should have been said on the Brei Pri Adome, Lamaisa, or the Or ha'etz, if you define dermaskin as being a prune, yes? Or you could say even if it was a prune, a cooked prune is a shahakal, right? So whatever it is, lamaisa is, the kruv is adama, we know, and therefore the bracha should recite on the adama, and the Marsha writes, let's get it down, he held like the malagleg. So then the question is, what sec? Yeah, go ahead.
I thought we can't say that he's holding like the malagleg, because the malagleg doesn't have really a stance here.
We're going to see. We're going to see. Yes, yeah, he does. He does have his. He held like the Malagleg. We'll see what he holds. The Malagleg Poshup Shad held like what? Held, you should say, Adama. He should have said the Brach on the Adama. Let's assume that's what he said. Because he mocked him. He said, you said the Brach on the chicken. You shouldn't have said it on the chicken. You should have said it on the what? On the cabbage. I couldn't hear you. What?
This one, I don't know what he really was mocking him about. Where's your opinion on what he mocked him about?
Poshup Shad is he was mocking him that you said the wrong bracha. You said the bracha on the wrong food, rather. Not the wrong bracha, but you said the bracha on the wrong food. So he said, Bar Kapara held like the mocker, and he said Lamaisa, so then why do you get angry at the Malagleg? You get this down the tunnel? Why do you get angry? Because there's a Gemara in Erevin. Please get it. And Samach Gimel Maralt that says, if you're Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabo, you're Chayiv Misa. Erevin Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Nadav and Aviu were Chayiv Misa. They paskin in front of the Rebbeim Moshe and Aaron. Plain and simple. And Hashem struck them down, God forbid. They were Moyer Halakha Bifnei Rabba, they were Chayiv Misa. So even though he agreed with the Psak of the Malagleg that the Bracha should have been set on the cabbage, but since he what? Since he paskin by what? By laughing at him. Even though Usher asked and said, really, Rebbe, he said, is that a psak? Okay. He's assuming it was a psak. Since he laughed at him, therefore, he was what? Very angry at who? At the Megalgel, Malagleg. But he also was angry on the Mavarech, because the Mavarech didn't say the bracha, Kiddin. So what did he mean to say that I'm not really angry on the Mavarech if he really was? Get this down. Because the Iker anger was on who? Was on the Malagleg. Was not on the Mavarech. The Iker anger was on the Malagleg because he was Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabboi. That was the Iker anger. On the Mavarech, even though what? Even though he didn't know the din, even though after Loyal Adin and he paskin in front of his Rebbe, he didn't get so angry. Because that's not so much of a Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabboi. Because he did get permission to what? He did get permission to say the Bracha. So he was angry at both. He was angry at the Malagleg big time, square to cube, because there's Meir Halacha in front of him. Number two, he was angry at the Mavarech because why? Because Lamaisa, he was angry not so much, but like, you know, base level one anger, because the bottom line is he did give him rishus to what? To say the bracha. He just didn't ask him the detail, which food should you say the bracha on? So that's why he didn't get so angry at him. You got me? So he was angry at both. Okay, then continues the marshal, let's get it. The Talmud, who was the Malag Lake, came forward and said, Rebbe, I want you to know something. I translated it to you as apologize. It was a semi-apology here, because you're just saying he wanted to clarify. He said, Rebbe, I wasn't mocking him because he said the wrong bracha, which would be that I'm issuing a psak. I was mocking him because he didn't ask you which food to say the bracha on. I was mocking him because he didn't ask you. So one sec. Let's finish it first, okay? Get it down first. He says, I'm making fun of him because what? Because he said the wrong bracha. I was making fun of him because he didn't ask you. So that assuaged, that's the English word, that calmed down his anger. Because he saw, Bar Kappara saw the Malaglik was looking after his own covet, or after the Rebbe's covet, his kid's covet. And he said, you know what? His anger would settle on who? Who would his anger settle on? His anger would settle on the Mavarech. That answers the story. At the end of the day, according to the Marsha says Bar Kappara held like the Malaglik. And originally he was angry with both, squared or cubed to the Malaglik, because he thought he paskined. Not squared or cooped to the Mavarech, because he said the wrong bracha, but he did give him rishus. Okay, the detail about which one, he didn't share with him, so he was a bit angry. Then the Malagli says, Rebbe, I don't be angry at me. I wasn't issuing up sock, but I wasn't mocking him that he said the wrong bracha. I was mocking that he didn't ask you. That assuaged his anger big time, and therefore it only left with the residue of anger that was angry with who? With the Mavarech. So according to Marsha, what's the din? Bar Kappara held what? What bracha should have been said? On the Adama, on the kruv, on the cabbage. Well said. Everyone got this, Marsha? Okay, go ahead, Natano.
Now I was going to say, shouldn't it be, if you would have mocked him, that it was only, shouldn't he have corrected him then?
Who should have corrected who?
The person that was mocking the other person.
No.
Shouldn't he, instead of mocking him, shouldn't he have said,
ask Rebbe? It was too late already. He said the bracha, he mocked him. Okay? That mocking could be open to one of two things. Either you're mocking him that he said the bracha on the wrong food, or you didn't ask the Rebbe. Okay? You got this? You had a kasha, Akiva?
No.
Okay, you got it? Okay. Now, I want to, before we move on to the marsh, to the, Nate, is that clear? Before we move on to the issue, you got the Marsha down? I want to point out to you this din about paskening in front of a Rebbe. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, someone asked me a shy Lalach Lamaisa in the Bismedush. I try not to pasken Lamaisa if Rav Shet is there. Okay? However, are there exceptions to the rule? So I want to point out to you in your day in Reish Mem Beis, get it down, the Shulchan Aruch writes the following, based on the Gemara. Reish Mem Beis in your day, in Sif, Lamaisa, Yud Aleph, he lists off the following case. Let's say you're walking with your Rebbe, and you see a guy about to what? Rip off an orange on Shabbos. And you see him, and the Rebbe doesn't. Are you allowed to yell out, don't do it, don't do it? No. Yes. Because you're issuing a psak, but you're saving someone from being over nisr. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to read it to you. Get it down. Reish Mem Beis Yifadav. La frushim yisura, kigon shiroa, adam shover aveira, ne she'eni odeya shu asro, v'nei rishasasro, muta la frisho, v'lomar, shu asr bifnei rabo. What's the din? Shmuel, Shivachol Makom Yisheish Chil Hashem, Ein Cholkin Kavod L'Rav. Who is the ultimate Rebbe of all the Rebbeim? Hashem. You never what give Kavod to a Rav when it's Makom Chil Hashem. Never ever. So there is an exception to the rule. There is an exception to the rule. Lafrushim Yisura. I'm going to give you another exception to the rule. Okay. This is also in the Shulchan Aruch call. Yes, but there's a phrase I want you to know. It's based on the Gemara in Ervin. It's called Biasa Bekutcha. You heard of that? Someone asks you a Shiloh. Let's say someone asks you a Shiloh. You know, Usher or Nate or Sam or Akiva or Shmuel or Netanel. Can you have eggs with cheese? What kind of Shiloh is that? Of course you can have eggs with cheese. Everyone loves cheese omelets. Right? Could you paskin that in front of me?
Yeah.
Yes. So because that's so obvious, that's not called a psak. That's called, number one, is lahafrish mi iser. Number two is biasa bekutcha. Biasa is an egg, bekutcha cheese dip. Something like that doesn't even register as a psak. Nate, you follow me? The Gemara says, afila biasa bekutcha. Okay? So those are two exceptions to the rule. On the other side of the coin, what happens if it's a situation where he's not really poskening, but you're setting up a what? You're setting up a what? A yeshiva. Are you allowed to what? Are you allowed to do that? No, until you have permission from your Rebbe. Look at Siv Gimel. I'm reading out loud. Ezo cholek al rabo. Kol shekoveya lo midrash v'yoshiv v'dorish v'malamed shelo b'rishus rabo. The rabo kayim, and your rabbi's living. Afal pishu b'medina acheres. Even if he's in another province, you set up your own yeshiva or shul. Yes? You're allowed to what? You are not allowed to unless you ask him permission. Has everyone got that? That is on the other side of the coin where it's what? That's not even a psak. Correct? That's not even a psak. It doesn't make a difference. This is a lack of kavod. We in Yadus don't just focus on the outcome. We focus on the process. What happens if the Talmud got it right? It doesn't make a difference, Akiva. It's a lack of kavod when you paskin in front of your Rebbe. When you set up your yeshiva. Might be a great yeshiva, but you got to ask. It's got to be with Bekovedik. This sends us to another Gemara in Shas. Get it down. Sanhedrin Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. What did Eldad Omeidad do wrong? Three sheet is what they said. Either they talked about the Slav, either they talked about Gog or Magog, the Muhammad at the end of times of Mashiach, or number three, they said Meis Moshe, the Yoshua is going to bring us in. If you say like the third, if you say like the third opinion, you understand why Yoshua said Adoni Moshe Kloim. What did Yoshua say to Moshe? Incarcerate them. Remember when he said that to Moshe in the pasuk? Yoshua said to Moshe, "What are these guys doing?" If you say the third approach, that they were saying that Moshe would die in Yeshua, Yeshua probably felt terribly guilty. So you understand why he said Adoni Moshe Kloin, that they should be incarcerated in Chayv Misa. Yes? But if you say like the first two approaches, what did he do wrong? What did they do wrong? Because they started doing Nevuah without permission of who? They set up their own shop without Moshe Rabbeinu. Moira halacha b'fnei Rabboi says in Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Beis, if that asa la'adam la'aros l'fnei Rabboi li'olam chol ha'moira l'fon of chayiv misa v'afilu Ramah adds v'afilu n'til shushus lo mahani tok shlosha parsos imu Rabba Muvak. If you're really close to him, even asking permission is not good. Filu Rabba Muvak. Okay? Now everyone got this? This is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush.
Why does it not fall into the category of having Hashem being the ultimate key of Rebbe?
What did you say?
If he got Nevuah from Hashem, doesn't that seem to imply that Hashem was giving the heather to the pot?
You could have said it somewhere else. You didn't have to say it right in his face. Okay. You didn't have to say it right in his face. Second opinion was the Slav or Gog or Magog. And the third one was Adoni Moshe Kloim. Now, there is a... kula, which I don't think you should rely on, but I want you to know this kula. The Ma'arik says, We have no Rabbah Muvak nowadays. You follow me? Because our Sfarim are our Rebbeim. So, therefore, maybe one can introduce a Kula. You know, maybe it's really not what? Really, it's not Rabbah Muvak. And Lamaisa, maybe this Halacha might not apply as much. But I don't think we should necessarily rely on it. But I want you to know it. Okay? Because our Sfarim are our Rebbeim. No, 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 no. They're not human beings. I'm saying that's why there's a Kula, maybe. You don't have to be medactic so much that you're passing in front of the Rebbe. Because really, the Sfarim are Rebbeim. We don't have Rabbah Muvak. We don't have Rabbah Muvak. But I want you to know that Sfarah, Lamaisa. Okay? I want you to know that Sfarah. Is that a legitimate Sfarah? But okay, Lamaisa, we should try not to, if we what? We should try not to, if we can, Lamaisa, because not just arguing Rabbah Muvak, could even be a regular Rebbe, and therefore maybe that Sfarah would not help us. That Sfarah tells me we don't have Rabbah Muvak, but doesn't mean that we don't have regular Rebbe. Rabbah Muvak means he taught you a majority of your learning. Yes, Nate?
There is
B'kutcha. Kutcha means in a milky dip. B'yasa B'kutcha. Okay, kutach. Kutach is considered to be a dip, a milchik dip, okay? It's like cheese. Okay, so that's what I wanted to bring out from here, this halakha, and it's a big musr, guys, because I want to just tell you very quickly, Nadav and Aviu died, the Gemara Pasuk says, because why? Eish Zara, and the Medrash gives a bunch of reasons why. The Pasuk doesn't say. One is they were drunk, two is they paskin in front of the Rebbe, three is what? Three is that, what did they do? They didn't get married, Lamaisa, on purpose because they thought they'd be better leaders. Four, they were saying, when can we take over? What I want to bring out is that the notion of passing in front of your Rebbe and getting drunk and going into the Bishamik is very similar. Because even though you might have got the Avoda right, but that's not the process. You don't do while you're drunk. In Yahadus and in Torah, you look at the process just as much as the outcome. Oh, I got it right. Who cares if you got it right? You embarrassed your Rebbe when you're paskin. You were drunk in the Beis HaMikdash, even though you got the Avodah right. You follow what I'm saying? That's a tremendous chiddush. And I want you to get this. And the Gemara says, you consider to be Chayv Misa. So this is what the Marsha utilizes to be Masbar HaGemara. First Sam, and then Usher. I know what you're looking for, Sam. You're looking for that Gemara in the fifth Perek?
No.
Oh, I thought you were looking. Where does this come up? In the fifth Perek, it comes up. With Shmuel Anavi. Shmuel Anavi paskin at a young boy, right? He paskin in front of Eli HaKohen. He was Moira Halacha. Doesn't the Gemara say it on Lamed Gimel?
Yes, he said that any Israel could.
Shchita's Ksher Bizarre. Shchita's Kosher with a non Kohen.
I was looking for a different Gemara.
I can't hear you. What?
Even though the custom at the time, I think, was
correct. Correct. That was an issue of a Psak. He wasn't a king yet. He was a young boy. He was in front of the Kohen Gadol. He was the Gadol Ador. What daf is that? Lamed Gimel? I have it here. Okay? Here I have my Gemara. Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam. I interrupted you. What were you saying? What Gemara?
I was looking for a different Gemara in the beginning. I think it's on Dal Gimel or Dal that David Paskin always in front of Moshe Boshet, in front of his Rebbe, and then the Rebbe always embarrassed him.
Well, let's track down. Where was the first Gemara?
The first Gemara is on Gimel.
No. The Gemara about Shmuel Anavi. The Gemara in Shmuel Anavi, I believe, is Lamed Aleph. Lamed Beis. No, it's Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Yeah, there it is. You see it? Shchita Ksher Bazar. Get it down. Lamed Aleph Beis, about 12 lines from the bottom. Shchita Ksher Bazar. That's where he got in trouble. Because he paskin, he was Moira Allah from the Rabba. Three lines, Moira Allah from the Rabba Chayv Misa. That's why she prayed for his life, Chana. Right? Chana was the mother. You see that? It's about 12 lines from the two dots. It's about 12 lines from the bottom. You see that? Everyone got it? You don't see it on Lamed Aleph from the base? Lamed Aleph from the base on the bottom. Okay, and your Gemara, you're asking me, how could he paskin in front of me be boishes? What daf was it?
All right.
okay, I got to think about it. Let me look into that. It's a good kasha. Dalet Amar Aleph in the middle. Excellent, Shmuel. Excellent, Sam. Okay, let me. You're saying how could he paskin? Was me Pibosius?
Shmuel saying an answer that wasn't actually like. He wasn't paskin.
He was learning. Pibosius is Rebbe, and Pibosius would tell him, no, that's not the halacha.
Oh, you mean, so he never paskin, you mean?
People would come up to him asking Shiloh, that was the whole thing.
Uh-huh, okay. On Dalet Amar Aleph, let me look into it. I forgot it. Very good, I'm proud of you guys. Okay.
How do we explain the
Gemara about Shmuel? She prayed for him. She prayed for him that Hashem would save him, so he lived to 52. He was able to live to 52, Baruch Hashem. You look up that, I want you to look up that Gemara. She prayed for him, his mother, Baruch Hashem. So I think... So you got to look at I'll look at it at Gemara again. But he died as a young man, 52, Shmuel Hanavi. Okay, so I think she prayed for him and Hashem let him live. I believe that's a pshat in the Gemara. You remember? I believe so. Let's look. You look at. We got to look at those two Gemaras. We got our homework to do. Go ahead. What did you say?
I just want to mention. I think there's a good way of explaining the idea of like requiring the process as well as the action.
Go ahead. The outcome, you mean?
Yes. Mathematics. Just write an answer to a question on a test without explaining your work behind it, you don't get full credit.
Correct. Well said. Okay. I hear you. Okay. Let's go on now, guys. We got a lot to see. Let's go to the Pnei Yoshua. The first shot was the Marshal. Please get those details of the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is a Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. And none of you were, you know, and that's what I wanted to say. Thank you for reminding me, Asher. That's what Eish Zara means. Why does Hashem call it Eish Zara? Because that's a strange fire. Don't give me the business, Hashem says. I don't want just the outcome. As Asher said, I wanted to show your work in a respectful way and the process of a Mesorah. You follow me? And that's a very tremendous, that's called an Eish Zara. If you're Moira, the Pasuk didn't say what he did. But that's called an Eish Zara, what none of an Aviyu did. Okay. Fine. Now, I grant you the Marsha is filling in some filling in between some lines in the Gemara. Do you agree to that?
Yes.
But you have to be Masber, why in 1 second he's angry at the Malagleg, then he changes to the Mavarech. So this fills in the blank. Okay. Now let's turn to the Pnei Yoshua. Let's get it. Pnei Yoshua, Dir Masko, Rashi Sham, says as follows. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? That's why I wanted you to see the Gemara again. What was the Havamina? That the two Talmidim were arguing, do you say Shlakos Shahakol or what?
Or
Adama. If you say Shlakos is Shahakol, then he said on the chicken, it was Markoviv. If you say Shlakos is Adama, that's why the Malagleg made fun of him, because he said the wrong bracha. Is that correct? What was the Maskana? Low. Shlakos, you say what? Shahakol. What was the Machlaikis with you say on Choviv or what? Zion. Yes? Says the Pnei Yoshua, get it down, that according to the Havamina, Lamaisa, according to the Havamina, that there was a machlekes with a shlokas shakal or not, that's a machlekes in Tanoim. We learned it on Lamed Chesim Mebeis. What's a machlekes? On matzah that's cooked, are you yotze to Seder or not? What does Reb Meir say? You're yotze. What does Reb Yossi say? You're not yotze. Reb Meir says you're not yotze. Now, what does Reb Yossi say? Reb Yossi might hold that everyone agrees shlokas is what? Everyone might agree shlokas remains hadama. So why aren't you yotze then, according to Yossi? Because you need tam atzav aleika, right? The Gemara has two thoughts. Maybe Rabbi Yossi or Meir are arguing whether shlokas is hadama or what? Shahakol. Therefore, does Bishul change it? Rabbi Meir says Bishul doesn't change it. Nate, you with me? If Bishul doesn't change it, what's the din? If Bishul doesn't change it, what's the din? You'd be yotze the Seder, yes? If Bishul changes it and you say shahakol, then you're not yotze the Seder. Yes? That was the Gemara's first possible. Then the Gemara backs out of it and says that what? The Rabbi Yossi holds Shlokas also what? Remains Adama. So why aren't you Yotze the Seder? Because you need a special din of what?
Tam matzah.
And you don't have it when you cook the matzah. That's what the Gemara says. Tam matzah. Later the Gemara says Tam Mara on the bottom. Earlier it said Tam matzah. You remember that? Earlier in the Amud. So what happens here? I'll tell you what happens. Lamaisa. He should have asked what? He thought that the bracha what of shlokas is adama k'moshom ragamara. So he should have asked who? He should have asked his Rebbe Bar Kapar, do we paskin like Reb Meir or not? And the fact that he didn't ask his Rebbe, he paskin for himself, he was moira halacha b'fnei rabo. Even though he was right that shlokas was what? Even though he's right that what? The halacha is what? The halacha was considered to be what? If you hold like Reb Meir, that what? That it's considered to be shlokos as Adama. No, he held Adama lemais. Okay? Even though he passed him like himself, it's Meira halacha b'fnei Rabbo. Even if the halacha is kamoso, he got angry because he passed him in front of his Rebbe. So in other words, what happened? He said what? He said halacha lemais, that what? He should have asked him, do we hold like Reb Meir? What does Reb Meir hold by matzim mevushalos? Right? What does Reb Meir hold by matzim mevushalos? Whether you yotze or not. Yeah, Reb Meir says you yotze. So the shlokas is what? The shlokas is Adama. He should have asked him that, Lamaisa. The Malaglig was right. The Malaglig was right. We do paskin shlokas as Adama. But the audacity was that he didn't what? What does audacity mean? Chutzpah. The audacity is he didn't ask his Rebbe. And therefore he says, you're Meir Allah b'fnei Rabba. That was the Hava meaning. You got that? He should have asked Bar Kapara, do we paskin like shlokas as Adama like Reb Meir, or do you hold like Reb Yossi? That was the Havamin Reb Meir Reb Yossi, right? There's a Havamin over there. Even in the Maskana of the Gemara over there, Reb Yossi agrees, Tam Matzah Lege Shlokas Zadama. So basically what he should have said, if you go with the Havamin over there, that's Amos Reb Yossi Reb Meir, he should have said, who are you paskin like? The Malagleg didn't. He starts mocking him and starts laughing. And the Malagleg says, you know what? I believe it was a Machlekes in Tanoim. And the bottom line is that you did the wrong thing. You did the wrong thing by paskining halacha lemaisa by being malaglig. You should have asked Bar Kapara what we do. Yes? Now what did the what? What did the Mavarach say? What bracha did he end up saying? He said Shakal. So both of them really what? Both of them really were a breach of this concept, but this is the way it works according to what? That the halacha is that he held shlokos was a Shakal, and you have to say that even though there was a shahakol, and the din is that what? Maybe you held lamaisa. Maybe it depends on a machlokes tanoim or not. The bottom line is he should have what? He should have asked. What changes in the maskana? Let's get it. What's the maskana of the Gemara? Everyone holds shlokos is what? Shahakol. What's the machlokes? Which bracha should you have said it on? Should you have said it on the what? The vegetables, on the cabbage, or on the chicken? The chicken's more chaviv. And the kruv is masbiya. So what should you have done? Who should you have asked? You should have asked your Rebbe. That's how the Pnei Yehoshua plugs this in. So that's the first shot. We'll get to you in a sec. That's the first shot of the Pnei Yehoshua. Number one. Get it down. You're never wrong asking a question. What does it say in the Mishnah Novice? Ash Makiva? V'lo abai shen lamik. Someone's bashful, you can't learn. You got to ask the question. He should have asked the question. They both did not ask the question. Okay? They both should not have asked the question. What's the maskar? That's the Havamin maskar. Then he writes another pshat. He actually has three pshatim. Number two, get it down. Second pshat. He got angry at the malagleg because he holds like the mavarech. Even though he got what? Makbid on him. Right? Even though he was makbid. Madua, hoira, alach, v'fnei rabo. Maybe he didn't hold. Okay, so the first pshat is he got angry because why? He held, the second pshat, Lamaisa, Pnei Yehoshua says, is that he held like who? The Mavarech. Even though he was makbin on him, because he was Meir Halacha B'nei Rabba. That's the second pshat of the Pnei Yehoshua. Then there's a third pshat.
Why are you mad at the Mavarech again?
Because he was Meir Halacha B'nei Rabba, the Mavarech. He didn't ask. Number three, maybe he didn't hold like my Efshe Losover Kamoso. Maybe El Shlokas was Brei Pri Adama. But why did he get mad at the Malagleg? Because why? Because even though what? Even though Bar Kapara what? Even though Bar Kapara didn't hold like that, Lamaisa, but you never should make fun of someone who holds that there's a Shita. There was a Shita out there that exists. So what's the third shot? The third shot is it was a sheet that exists. Why are you making fun of him? Even though I happen to paskin not that way, that you should say Brei Pri Adama. So you got the three pshatim in the Pnei Yehoshua. We had one pshat of the Marsha, two, three, and four like the Pnei Yehoshua. Again, I'm going to repeat it. Number two is the Havamina. What's the Havamina? The Havamina in the Maskana. What was the Havamina, Usher? The Havamina was you should have asked Bar Kapara, how we paskin? What's the maskana? The maskana is you should have what? You should have asked him as well. But it depends whether Shlakas was Adama Shahakol in the Havim and Maskana Vol Shahakol. That's the second pshat in general. Pnei Yoshu is first. What's the second pshat of Pnei Yoshu, which is the third in total? Total. What is it, Shmuel? He got angry. Why? He held like the Mavarech, and even though he held like the Mavarech, but you paskin what? Paskin in front of his Rebbe. The third pshat is maybe he held what? He didn't hold like the Mavarech. Maybe he held like the Megalgel. So why did he get angry at the Megalgel? Because why? A new theory. You don't make fun of people if they have what? First of all, it's not good to make fun of people in general. But you don't make fun of someone when you have what? An opinion to rely on. And that was the opinion of Meir Rabbi Yossi. At least there was a shita to rely on. Okay? So those are the three pshatim I want you to know of the Pnei Yoshua. Okay? First Asher, then Shmuel, then Akiva. Real quick, guys. We got a lot to do. Go ahead.
So if Bar Kappara held that at the end of the day, say Shahakol.
Bar Kappara, yeah.
And he did say Shahakol. Why is he in trouble for not asking? Is it not possible that he knew what the opinion of Bar Kappara was?
Bar Kappara. We're assuming he didn't. But even if he did, what's the answer? Am I allowed to argue with my Rebbe in the Mismedrash? Yes, says in the Shulchan Aruch. Did I close? No, I didn't close the Shulchan Aruch. The only problem, Meir Halacha V'Nir Rav, is when it's a practical case. You're in the Beis Medrash, you can argue from today until tomorrow on your Rebbe. Okay, it says it beferish. Lo mikro roi la shemur ala maisa. V'asholu la halacha kidi be me, no problem. That's not considered to be a problem. It has to be a shiloh that's asked on a real din. You got what I'm saying? On a real halacha.
I hear that. If this was, I don't see why Bar Kappara assumes that he did something.
Because they're pasking on a maisa. That's why. That is the assumption of the Gemara. You don't pasken on a maisa in front of your Rebbe. Yes, Shmuel, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. We got it? Okay, we got so the Marshal. We have 2, 3, and 4 from the Pnei Yoshua. Last shot now, the Meiri. What does the Meiri say? The Meiri, in order to determine Chaviv, who are you supposed to ask? The Rebbe. What is Chaviv in his eyes? That's what he should have done.
What?
He shouldn't have asked what is Chaviv. You should have asked what Bar Kappara got upset about the Mavarech is, even though you have to say a bracha on the Chaviv, since he's Gadol Mimenu, should have asked him what's Chaviv in his eyes.
I thought Chaviv is like a subjective thing.
Yes, but who's the subjective thing here? Should it be the Rebbe, Lamaisa? Because the Rebbe is the one who gave Rishus. The Rebbe is the one who gave Rishus to say the bracha. So you should view Chaviv through the Rebbe's eyes, not through your own. Should it be in the eyes of Bar Kappara, not of what's Chaviv to the Talmud?
But the Talmud being Motzi, the
Rebbe. I hear you. That's maybe why the Marsha of Pnei Yeshua didn't like this pshat.
That's an even better reason why he should have asked. If he's being Motzi, then he should be doing what he prefers.
Okay, I hear what you guys. You guys are asking good. Usher strengthening Sam's kasha by saying it should have been Chaviv what's in your eyes.
No, it should have been Chaviv what was in the Rebbe's eyes. Shulchan Shalom Kamosa.
He is being motzi them, which might be a similarity of shlichus. Could be. I hear you.
It
could be. No, but if he's being motzi everyone, you're acting as like kind of like a shliach a little bit. If you're acting like a shliach a little bit, then maybe it should be in the eyes of the sender, and the sender was the Rebbe. Everyone's saying good. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying also, Sam. Maybe that's why the Marshal Pnei Yoshua didn't like this pshat. Okay, but that's the answer to this Gemara. Puzzling Gemara, but at least we didn't leave it alone. We tried to come up with a pshat. Got it? That's the first part, Lamai. It's the first mahalach we got to get. Now we go to Taisus. Let's go. Okay? Let's see Taisus Dimra Maskel Chaviv. Okay? Who wants to read today? Akiva, why don't you read the case Chaviv? Go ahead. Let's see Taisus Chaviv. Okay, that we didn't get to that one. We did the previous two yesterday. Go ahead, Chaviv. Yes.
Chain.
Go ahead.
Chain.
Excellent. Chashuva. Nikris. And it's chashev on its own. So let's get it. You have a potato chip and a cup of milk. Potato chip, I'm not talking Pringles. Pringles is probably shahakal. So regular potato chips are adama with a cup of milk. Which one goes first? Adama, says Tosis, because it specifies more. It's more praise for Hashem, and it's chashuv l'atzim mikris. What is chashuv l'atzim mikris? And it's a chashuv a thing. It's called a chashuv a thing. Why is it called a chashuv a thing? Why is it called a chashuv a thing? Because it can potter what? Only specific things that are what are adama. Yes? Other adamas. Go ahead, v'yavarech what?
Yivarech al oso amin, shishayef bo pri adama, af al pi she oso amin, shiyesh levarech elav, shahakol, chavit elav.
Period. And you can what? You say a bracha on that min that you say pri adama, even though that min that you say a bracha on of shahakol is chavit elav. You have what? The milk you like much better than the potato chip. It doesn't make a difference. You say what? Brei Pri Adama. Brei Pri Adama is considered more chashuv than shahakol. Why? Because it is more specific, and it only covers what? Only areas of what? Brei Pri Adama. Shahakol is a generic bracha that covers everything. Its strength is its weakness, as Ronsweig sometimes says. Shahakol is a strength that covers everything as a bracha kolelis, but at the same time, because it covers everything, it makes it a weaker thing. You follow me? And it's not as chashuv. Okay? So Tos says black and white. What wins? What wins? Brei Pri what? Brei Pri Adama Shako? Adama wins. Go ahead. Vim Lafanov?
Vim Lafanov Perosh
Shabrochos Shavuyas Shavos. Let's see, you have fruit where the brachas are equal. And you have a date versus a orange. Go ahead. So Tosis Paskin, let's get it down in our notes. If you have an orange against a date, you say the bracha on the date. Even though it seems I like oranges better. Objectively, it's Shivas Amim, it wins out. So please get these rules. Tosis gives you the rules here. Brei Pri Adama versus Shahako, Brei Pri Adama wins, hands down. Objective. Even if Shahako is more chavit. Orange and a date, both are eights. Shivas Amim objectively is better. Done. I don't care, even if I like the orange better. You got that? That is what Tosis says. Let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. I gave you the Shulchan Aruch. Let's turn to Shulchan Aruch. You got the pack? You got the packet there, Akiva? Okay. Let's look. Reish Yud Aleph Sif Gimel. Reish Yud Aleph Sif Gimel. Nate, do you have one? Here, I have one right here. Go ahead. Reish Yud Aleph Sif Gimel, guys. We got to see Mr. Brew in the Barrel Lock here. Go ahead.
Have you thought of double your thoughts of Borei Priya 8? Double your thoughts of Borei Priya 8.
That's straight out of what? That's not Tosis, but that's what? That seems to be what we discussed yesterday. If you have a what? If you have a prune that was raw, remember? With a what? With a shako, Brei Pri Eitz always wins. Go ahead. It's a strange lashon, no? What does that mean? What's the logic behind that? Why is it more chashuv, Brei Pri Eitz? Because it only can potter one thing. You would have thought that's a weakness. No? But what does that speak to? Speaks to a specificity. Excellent, Shmuel. If it speaks to a specificity, anything that's more specific is a higher madrega. Whereas something that is a kolbol, like shahakol, that can cover everything, which you thought would be a strength, it's really a what? It's really a weakness. Okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, guys. Look inside. Please get this. I want you to know this. Look at the bottom there, Mr. Brewer, right there, Akiva Yud Gimel. Asifkan Yud Dalet. Go ahead. Brei Pri Eitz Kodemes. Wow. Get it down. You have an eights. You have an orange with a cup of milk. Chocolate milk, per se. Make it even better. Everyone loves chocolate milk. Orange versus chocolate milk? Come on. Chocolate milk hands down wins. Forget about it. Ha eights wins. That is the din. Mugging of rum, halacha l'maisa. We're linen inside. What?
Is this orange or orange juice?
Orange. Ha'etz versus shahakol.
Yeah,
you got it? What happens is a potato chip versus shahakol. What's the din? Same din. The potato chip wins because at least it includes more. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? One second. Look at the shartzian. One second, Sam. Look at the short scene on the bottom. Sifkat and Tess. Go ahead, V'chein. We'll get to you in a sec, Sam. Go ahead. V'chein, come on. I want to get these details. V'chein, what? The last line there is short scene. Tess. You don't have it there? First page. V'chein who adin. Meaning what? If you have a priyadama against a shahakol, and the shahakol is chavit, priyadama still wins. Yes, go ahead. Mimin shiva. Now you break your head on that. What's an example of what? Shakal is min shiva. Kigon. What daf was that? Lamed Zayim and Alf. Excellent, Sam. Afilu what? So you have a. What do you have? You have an orange with a dufshin and tamri. What should you say? Afilu achi what? Pri adama adif. No. You have the potato chip with dufshin and tamri. The shakal's from the shivas aminim. So you think maybe shakal's better? No, it's not. Shakal always loses, guys. Always loses to an eight and adama. Get it down. Even if the shakal's from the shivas aminim. One second, Rebbe. What are you talking about? How can you have a shakal shivas aminim? Dufshin and tamri. Yes, that's what you said. Lamed chesam and aleph. You said lamed zayin? Okay. All right, you got this so far, Sam. You had a kasha. Go ahead.
Is there a concept of you always say a bracha on the ochel before you say it on the mashke?
No, there is not.
Okay, my bad.
Excellent. No, it's, I'm glad he asked me that. It's a very good question. We're going to get into it right now.
Okay.
We're going to get into it. Okay? Go ahead. Next line of the Mishnah Berurah. Go ahead. Shicha Shuva. No, back to Mishnah Berurah. Tetvav. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tetvav to Shicha Shuva. Excellent. That's where you saw the word tfei in Tosis. You see that Braper 8 is more explicit, more specific. Al Ezim Avarach. Go ahead, Vachashuva. It's more chashuv than Shaka. Sheena. It's only a what? It's only a bracha that includes what? It's only a bracha that what only concludes everything. Okay, I want you to get that. It's exactly what Shmuel said. It speaks to specificity. Shahako lomaisa, it's a bracha kolalis. So it's not, that's a weakness. I would have thought that's a strength, but it's not. If it's very constricted to what? To specific things, then it's more powerful. Okay, back to the Mechaber now. Go ahead. Nechain. You have Brei Pri Adama versus Shaakal, which wins? Brei Pri Adama wins. Yes?
Yep.
Read the Mishnah Berurah Tet Zayin. Go ahead. Take a look, guys. It's more chashuv than Shaakal. Go ahead. It only specifies in the bracha things of Adama. Mashain came what? Shakal includes other things. Al-Kain. Yesh. Brandy. Brandy.
Oh.
When they bring in front of you brandy, im what?
Mirkakas
is a food. It's a type of food. That's a Brei Pri Adama or Brei Pri Eitz. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? You have Haetz or Adama versus Shakal brandy, and you like brandy better. Which wins? The Haetz or the Adama of the Merkachas. You got that?
Isn't
Merkachas is like a jam. Remember we said it's a jam. It's a spread, a jam. Correct. Jam either made of what? Fruits or vegetables? What'd you say, Shmuel? Yesh, you brought Yayin Sarf brandy with Mirkachas, a spread of whether fruit spread or a vegetable spread. So which one do you do? You say the one that reproduces Adama on the spread after what, you say it before the brand, even though the brand is more chafif to you. Now what happens in the following situation? Let's get this. What happens if you would not eat this Mirkachas unless you first drink the brandy? The brandy's so strong you need some food to what help you swallow it down, you know, after you drink the brandy. I would never have the food first. Look at the Bir Aloha. Please get it. Look on the left there. You got the asterisk V'chein. Go ahead. Everyone got that there? The Bir Aloha there. You got it, Usher? V'chein Borei Pri Adama. Go ahead.
V'chein Borei Pri Adama
V'shako. Nate, you got it? Sam, go ahead. Kasuf?
Yeah.
Shlo, the Shlo HaKadosh. Yes. He says, I don't like what people do. When they're brought the brandy and they're brought the merkachas, what do? They say the bracha on the brandy first. Yes?
Yeah.
He says that's a wrong thing to do because the merkachas was Adam or Eitz and you should have said Adam or Eitz before the shakel. Yes? So the Shlo HaKadosh says it's a bad minik what people do. Comes along Lamais Eliyahu Rabba and says what? Who quoted the Shlo HaKadosh? He says, I want to be matzdik their minik. I don't think what they're doing is so bad. And I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Their reasoning. Let me tell you something. No one desired to eat this merkachas. No one wanted to eat it. Go ahead. The Sif Hei. It's like the case in Sif Hei where it says the guy really didn't want to eat it now. He doesn't want to eat it now. To rock. Shtias Hawat. Right? The only time that what you eat is because you need to drink it because the brandy was so strong. You need to eat it so you don't get sick. So the eating, you really didn't want to eat now. It's an amazing thing. You really didn't want to eat at all. Go ahead. Cain's a mitzvah of Beis Yosef, right? Now he goes back and he says, the minig, the holy Chavetz Chaim, mikomakom nachon linog, go ahead. You should always say, now he's going back and saying, you should always say on the spread first, on the jam. Go ahead. Excellent. Because if you drink it, if you have the brandy first and then the merkachas, maybe the merkachas becomes a what? A tuffel. Maybe it becomes a tuffel. Complete. Maybe you shouldn't even need a bracha for it, maybe. The only reason why you're eating is because you what? You're burning your throat with the brandy. So he says, you know what? It's not so bad, Lamaisa. It's not so bad. Go ahead. He really doesn't want to eat the thing. Kamavur b'simin what? V'ayin sham. Wow! Comes out that if you have the brandy first and then the merkachas, it could very well be that what? What'd you say? Could really, maybe you didn't even need a bracha to eat on the merkachas because it was just tuffel. And the only reason why I'm eating it is because I don't want to burn my esophagus with the brandy.
You know you're going to eat it, though.
I understand, but I don't want to eat it. I don't want to eat. I never would eat it on my own. I want to. I know, but I want to drink the brandy. So when I say shakel on the brandy, maybe the shakel goes on the merkachas. It's all tuffel.
You can't just say that you have to have in mind to be ready to.
No. That's why he says I want. Let's say over to Bir Halacha. There are three stages in this Bir Halacha. What's number one? That the Shlo HaKadosh do not like when people do what? They have the brandy and merkachas, and they say the brandy first, the shakel, and then they say what? The merkachas afterwards, Adam or Eitz. So that's bad. Then the Eliyahu Rabba says it's not so bad. Why is it not so bad? Because I wouldn't want to eat the stuff anyway. So if I wouldn't want to eat the stuff anyway, what's the din? The din is I could say the bracha on the brandy, and then what? And then I'll say the bracha on the merkachas. Yes? But then he says, the third stage is, he says, you know what? I think it's better to what? I think it's better to say it on the merkachas all the time first, because if you leave the merkachas to after the brandy, what's going to happen? Maybe you don't even need a brach on the merkachas because it was tuffel. Sam, you follow this? So that's what the third stage really goes back to what? The first stage. And the bottom line is that what? It doesn't go back to the first stage, but it basically says that what? it basically says, it goes back to the first stage where he said it was wrong, right? He said that he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, what they did is wrong. Should always stand in the Rekachas first. Okay, that's the Chiddush. Okay, back to the Mechaber now, in Sif Gimel. Go ahead. Back to the Mechaber now. Let's get into Tana. Go back to the Mechaber, Akiva. So what do we say? Ha'etz versus Shaka, what wins? Ha'etz. Ha'etz versus Adama, what wins? I'm sorry. Adama versus Shaka, what wins?
Adama.
Now, what's the last process of elimination we have? Adama itself. Excellent. What happens if you pit Ha'etz versus Adama? Go ahead. You don't need all these the games, the playoff games in the NFL, right? Super wild card. First of all, the B'shas Muhammad. But second of all, this is the Iker. The Iker one is Ha'etz versus Shahakal. The Iker one is Adama versus Shahakal. The Iker one is what? Ha'etz versus Adama. That's the Iker one. The Iker when you're pitting the things. Not the this and that, Lamais. Okay, go ahead. The Chiefs versus the Ravens. Why not? This is the Iker then, right? Go ahead. Vim what? Vim may view. Wow. HM and Yurtsa Yakdim. If you have a potato, orange and a potato chip, do whatever you want. Wow. Do whatever you want. Look at the Mishabru Yud Zion. Go ahead. That's Rashi and the Rif Shita. Go ahead. Get it down. Rashi and the Rif Shmuel hold. You can do whatever you want. Go ahead. Eze Mehem Chule Mishabru. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yud Zion.
Yeah. Yud Zion. Eze Mehem. Shavus. What's Shavus? They're not equals. You can do whatever you want. It's not telling Chaviv. I don't know. For one reason, I don't want to teach a guy what Adam is. So you'll say Adama over Aitz. Amazing. Uliyeshom, go ahead. See, in Sif Aleph, there's two Shitas. Does Chaviv win or not? So according to the first Sif, that what? Chaviv doesn't make a difference. Because Chaviv does not make a difference when you're talking about two different, when they're what? When they're two different kinds of brachas, Chaviv doesn't make a difference. If Chaviv only makes a difference according to the first Shita in Sif Aleph, when the brachas are identical. So here they're not identical. What about according to the Yeshomrim in Sif Aleph, Nate? Where what? The Yeshomrim says that what? Even when they're not identical, Chaviv makes a difference. What's the answer? Here they're both what? No. Here they're both equal in Chavivness.
Okay.
Again, read again Yud Zayin there. Shmuel, Akiva. Ezemehem, go ahead. You're doing a great job. Ezemehem. Yeah, Ezemehem v'chulei. Ain't totally klal v'chaviv. It's not totally b'chaviv. Read again. Ezemehem. Read from Ezemehem.
Ezemehem v'chulei. Ain't totally klal v'chaviv.
Doesn't make a difference on Chaviv. Go ahead. The what? They're not the same bracha, Eitz v'Adama. So when they're not the same bracha, Chaviv doesn't make a difference. Go ahead, Eliyeh Shomrim. Yeah, Shomrim says that Chaviv does make a difference even when they're not the same brachas. What do you do with here? Right, Ma'iri Hachas, Yishneim Chaviv l'Bishav. They're equal in Chaviv. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? You can do whatever you want. What's V'yeh Shomrim? Back to the Shulchan Aruch, go ahead. Look at the Yeh Shomrim. Oh, so we have Stam Yeh Shomer. What do we usually do? I told you the cloud. Stam. So if you have Eitz V'Adama, what should you be able to do? Do whatever you want. We don't hold like that. Here is an exception to the rule. We hold like the Yeh Shomer. Yes, Shmuel, go ahead.
I was going to ask why, we're according to Rashi and the Rif, how are they not giving Gripe to higher Madriga than Adama? It's more specific.
Here is Kasha.
It's based on Tosfos and Mem Aleph says that we base the Chashivas based on how specific they are, right?
Didn't we say earlier that?
Well, what Artosis said, if you have what? Artosis, what did Artosis say? You tell me. What did Artosis say? If you have different fruits, Chaviv, and it said Adama versus Shahakal.
He gives a list, I'm saying, on Mem Aleph gives a...
But he didn't say in Alamed Test, the Tos we did, he didn't say anything about Eitz and what? Adama. On Mem Aleph, I gave you that Tosis. What did you say in Mem Aleph? What did you say in Mem Aleph? He doesn't really what? Lo chashiv bray prey, it's called kach mi bray prey adama. Remember that answer to Tosis? Moshe chashiv bray prey adama shakol. Bray prey eitz is not chashiv kokach mi bray prey adama. He says that they're not so. What is the what at the end of the Tosis of Yesh Lomar? He says that what? It's not on a higher budget. What's the answer? What's the answer? But what do you say, though? What do you say, Nate, Akiva? Once you get in the realm of specificity and you did what? You already specified. Exactly. Ha'etz is not so much greater than Hadama, according to Rashi and the Rif. That's what Tosis is saying in the Malach, like you're pointing out. He says, V'yeshonu lo chashiv b'rei prei etz kol kach mi b'rei prei adama, kamo shechashiv b'rei prei adama mishakal. It's a big difference. B'rei prei adama is much more chashiv than shakal, like our Tosis said, Lamates. B'rei prei etz and b'rei prei adama, the gap is not as what, why. You follow me? Doesn't that make sense? Because shakal is a bracha kol elus. Right? But when you go into the realm of specificity, maybe it doesn't make a difference, Lamais. And that's exactly what Tosis is saying in the Machaber, saying Ezman Yerutzah. That's Rashi and Rif. Who's the Yesh Omrim? Bray Prayetz is called him. Who's the Yesh Omrim? The Rosh B'Shem, the Bahak. Get it down. The Rosh B'Shem, the Bahak. This is what he says. Machaz Ba'alach is Bray Prayetz. Taktim le Bray Prayadam in verse Fei. It's in that Tosis. I'm a mouth one of it. It's excellent, Shmuel. He says, Le Ba'alach is Gadol. That's the Tosis I showed you, right? Machaz Ba'alach is Gadol is Bray Prayetz. Kodim le Bray Prayadam in verse Fei. You do get in the realm of specificity. And an Eitz is more specific than what? Than Adama. So since the Eitz is more specific than Adama, what bracha do you say? Ha'etz, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Yes, go ahead, Akiva.
Didn't we say earlier, I forget which sugya it was, but didn't we say that you're downgrading from an Eitz to Adama when you're making bracha?
You are downgrading, but the question is that in realm of specificity, do we assume that gap is great or not? Rashi and the Rif say it isn't. Yeah. Whereas the second sheet of the Bahag says it is. Read the Mishnah Berurah there.
So any specificity past the Shehakol is too specific?
Not too specific, but as long as you enter the realm of specificity, it's enough.
It is a food.
Right. It is Adama, it's Adama. That's enough. I don't know great shakes. You say, Ha'etz. Ha'etz goes in the trees too. That's the question. Is that gap as big? That's the Machlekes. Rashi and Rif say the gap between what? Between Ha'etz and Adama is not big at all, whereas it is between Bripper, Adama, and Shakal. And who says that it is a big gap? The Bahag. The Bahag says there's a big gap between Ha'etz and Adama, just like there's a big gap between Adama and Shakal. And therefore, you should say breaks. Now, what's the klal? Stam v'yeshomer, what do we usually hold like?
Stam,
not here. Read the Mishnah Berurah, go ahead. Yud Ches. Wow. Our meaning is to file the Yeshomrim against the Stam. Go ahead. If they're both equal, b'chavivis.
Achein.
Let's say you have a potato chip and an orange. And the potato chip is much more chaviv. What do you say? Here he says you go back to the previous sheet. You go on the chaviv. Kenis galel. Sifalf. Go ahead, v'chein. Now look at this one. Go ahead, v'chein. Oh, what happens if the potato chip is not a potato chip? It's a klayo show what? Stalks of wheat. Right? Stalks of wheat. Parched wheat. Go ahead. And an apple. Or a date. What? You say a bracha on the what? Wheat first, which is Adama. Why is that? It's Adama versus Ha'etz. What's the answer? You see that? Chita is the first one mentioned in the pasuk. Chita, Sora, and then the rest of them. I forgot the order. Let's add date. Date is in, I don't know where date is, but it's in the middle. Chita is the first one mentioned. So if you have a date, yes?
It's an amazing thing. He says, if you say, what did you say? Tapuch is an apple. No, so if you have parched wheat, which is Adama, with a tapuach and an apple, or one of the shiva seminim,
he's just giving you a second.
He's giving you a second example. Yeah, he's giving you a second example. Wait, I want to get the examples again. Wheat versus a parched wheat in the tunnel versus an apple. What wins?
Parched wheat.
Why does the parched wheat win? It's Adama gets an apple with dates. What's the answer? Shiva seminim. Shiva seminim. What happens if it's what? What happens if it's parched wheat and a date?
Parched wheat.
Bad.
Why parts wheat? It's Adama.
Because it's,
the first one in the pasuk. Get this down. It's the first one in the pasuk. Even though it's Adama, but since the first one mentioned the pasuk, it wins. Date is in the middle. Dvash.
Do we say that anywhere else in the Torah?
What do you mean we say that anywhere else in the Torah?
Someone from pasuk and applying it to
pasuk. Very unique. It's a very unique thing, which order it is. I agree with you. It's very unique, but I want you to get this example. Now look in Yud and Yud Aleph in the Shaar HaTzion. Guys, look closely. Look in Yud. What'd you say, Nate?
I mean, Tumah Kalayos is not necessarily...
Kalayos is Adama. Remember we said that? Koisachita. Okay, we pass in Koisachita is Adama. Remember we pass in Rav Yehuda? Koisachita is Adama. Okay, read the Shaar HaTzion on the bottom. Yud and Yud Aleph. Guys, pay attention here with this. Okay, let's get it. It's getting late. I wanted to finish this. We go right there tomorrow. Yud, go ahead. Taz? Excellent. So I want you to get this down. It's a good kasha. Usually stam v'yesh omer v'pal stam. Give me an example where we don't. This is a good example. Reish Yud Aleph Sif Gimel. Where the Gadol Acharim say, I'm sorry, we are going with the Yesh Omer. And that's what we do. We go with the Eitz always before what? Before Adama. We go with Eitz always before Adama, except with two exceptions, which is what? What are the two exceptions? Chaviv. And number two, if it's what one of the Shivas Aminim. You got it? It's Kodim in the Pasuk. And if even if they're both Shivas Aminim, it's Kodim in the Pasuk, it wins. Okay?
So the
general rule is, Ha'etz beats out Adam, unless the Adam is Chaviv, or the Adam is from what? The Shivas Aminim, or it's what? Also, it's a Shivas Aminim, but it's earlier in the Pasuk.
So if I have two foods that are just like regular chod, like regular foods, and like I don't like either one of them better than the other, I would say Ha'etz.
Yes, well said. Now, what gets real technical, which we won't get into today, is if you look, does anyone have that Pasuk in Chumash? Can someone look it up on their computer? Eretz Havas Chalav? Because what happens, you know where that pasuk is? What happens if you get into a tie? It's in Dvarim Ches. Look in Dvarim Ches. Shouldn't that be, you have it on your computer, Dvarim Ches? Go ahead, Nate.
Mr. Brewer says that we don't hold back on, or we do hold back on in the case of Brewer versus...
Mr. Brewer says, again, we pasuk like the Yesh Omrim, that an 8 speaks out what?
8 beats out Adama.
Right, but there are exceptions to the rule. Number one, Chaviv.
Right.
If the Adam is Chaviv...
But he said...
He says Chaviv. He says Acheni Ma Pri Adam Chaviv Alav Yoser. No, that was earlier.
He's a man.
That was within the first Shita. That was in the first Shita. The Stam. The Yesh Omrim is different.
The Yesh Omrim is from the Chaviv, though. So he's saying that the Mishnah Berurah is also in the
Chaviv. No, the Mishnah Berurah and Yud Ches is commenting within the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim says Eitz always wins, unless what? Unless it is what the Adam is Chaviv Lamaisa. Okay. He was just commenting to Yud Zion when we say you can do whatever you want. We're not talking about Chaviv. It's not only Chaviv according to Sif Aleph. Because Sif Aleph, remember we said if the brachas are different, Chaviv doesn't make a difference. Sif Aleph in the Siman. Then he says, L'yesh Omrim, you have to say the Chaviv is equal. He's just saying, when I say Ezer Shemim Yirtz, it's talking about Chaviv doesn't play a role. Why does Chaviv not play a role according to the first Shita? Either because why? Chaviv does not play a role when the brachas are not the same. Or number two, it's equal Chaviviv. Okay? You got that?
Yeah.
When you say eight, when you say whoever you want, Chaviv didn't play a role. That's all he's saying. When you say the second Shita, eight wins always, with the exception of when it is Chaviv. If Adam is Chaviv, or it's in the Shiva Zimim, or it's first in the Pasuk. Now, who has the Pasuk in Chumash?
I have it in English.
You have it in, you don't have it in Hebrew?
It's not
There's no Chumash here.
I have.
Okay, it says Eretz, Chita, Sora. I'm looking. Oh, I got it. I got it right here. Look on Daf Mem Aleph. Memalvamnaf, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Eretz Chita Sora Gevin Rimo Temun Eretz Zay Shemin Dvash. What happens if you have wheat and olives? They're both next to what? Eretz, there's two Eretzes. But you go bust to the first what? The first Eretz. You got that? What happens if you have Zayas versus what?
In the Pasuk, there's two Eretzes.
There's two Eretzes. What happens if you have Zayas? What happens if you have Zayas Sora? Well, I couldn't hear you.
Obviously, it goes from top to bottom.
No, I'm saying that it could be that since Zayas is closer to the second Eretz, maybe Zayas is on a higher Madrega than barley, because barley was only second to the first Eretz. I'm just saying we're not going to get into it now, but it's just an interesting question.
It's possible the last one being named is the...
The second one, if you were first to the second one, maybe you'll have priority over second to the first one. We'll get into it another time, Glendon. Okay? All right. Next chart, seeing. Go ahead, Kiva. Quick. Yud Aleph. Guys, look inside. We all like the Yesh Omrim. Ayin Sham. Ha! Listen to this. This is what you were kind of hinting at, Nate. Haladea Rishona. Go ahead. According to the first day, Chaviv doesn't make a difference. Go ahead. And Min Shiva against its friend, when the brachas are not the same, that doesn't make a difference. Because when you're dealing with two different brachas, Lamaisa, if they're not the same bracha, the day Rishona says it doesn't make a difference. Go ahead, Vim Cain. You can do whatever you want. You can say the bracha on the eighth, the apple, even though it's not min Shiva. Vine. That must be the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. It seems to say like the first the stam. Go ahead. Tosa memal from Ralf is modim lepsaka bahag. If it's talking about parched corn and tapuach, the tapuach. So it could be like you said, Nate. According to the first day in the mechaber, we don't care about chaviv at all. Well, I said we don't care about chaviv at all. In the min shiva neged chaveiro, we don't care about that either. You can do it. When I say you can do whatever you want, you can literally do whatever you want. Literally. When the Mechaber says you can do whatever you want, he meant what he meant.
I'm in.
Okay, go ahead.
Achein, Be'eli Rabba,
you're in, but we don't paskin like that, Sam. Okay, go ahead. Achein, Be'eli Al Rabba. Exactly. And the Be'eli Al Rabba says, brings a riot against the Mogen Rom that says, B'shem the Bahag. Go ahead. He says even the Bahag agrees that parched corn is better than before an apple. Ayin? Exactly. So I want you to get this down. It seems like the Vilna Gaon is saying like the Magen Avraham Lamaisa, that's saying that if you hold like the first sheet that you can do whatever you want, you literally can do whatever you want, Nate. Meaning what does literally mean you can do it around? I don't care what is Chaviv. You can do the thing that's not Chaviv to you, and you can ignore the thing that's from Shivas Aminim and not do it on the Shivas Aminim. If you hold like the first day in Shulchan Aruch. Then the Eliyahu Rabbah backs out and says that's wrong. That even the Bahag would agree that no one hold that the chita, the klayos chita, comes before what tapuach. That you can't literally do whatever you want. Okay, so I want you to get this down. So to summarize, we paskin like who? We paskin stam v'yeshonim like who? Who do we paskin like? Halacha lemaisa. In the case of what? Adama versus Aetz. What did the Stam say? Do whatever you want. What did the Yeshonim say? Ha'etz. What did the majority of Achronim Paskin and Achronim? Like the second Shita. Ha'etz wins. And what does that mean, Ha'etz wins? What is the exception? If it's Chaviv, or what? It's Shivas Aminim the Adama, or what? It's the first in the Pasuk, correct? What happens if you hold like the first Shita? In the Stam, that way you can do whatever you want. So the Mishaburu said, well, Chaviv doesn't play a role. But Domenech is where Chaviv doesn't play a role at all. Right? Remember, he said we're going like Sif Alf. And if he held like what? If he held like the sheet in Sif Beis, must he have to say it's equal in Chavit? But what does he point out on the bottom according to the Magen Avraham? That according to the first sheet to what? Does anything make a difference? When I say you can do whatever you want, what do I mean I can say you can do whatever you want? You literally can do whatever you want. You ignore the Chavit, you can ignore the Shivas Aminim. Whose sheet is that? The Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon. They all say like this. The Prima Gadim also, they all say like this. This is what he wants to tie in.
Why
The Gaon says, and it comes along daily, Al Rabbi says, Chas v'Shalom, no way. It's not true. When I say you can do whatever you want, I didn't mean that. Everyone agrees if you have a chita with a what? Even the first sheet that says, if you have a chita, a kalayos of chita versus an apple, you don't ignore the Shivas Aminim. The first sheet, when he said you do whatever you want, it's talking about what? A regular eitz with a regular adama. If it's from Shivas Aminim, you don't ignore that. Yes? Eliyahu Rabbah here, he says, Achim Eliyahu Rabbah, Hevi Rabbah Mukhrachs, the low Kimagan of Rome. The bag is moda by chita tapuch. At least he's moda on that. He doesn't talk about chaviv, nay. He doesn't talk about chaviv, but he does say you can't ignore the shivas aminim. So at the end of the day, halach l'maisa, what do? I ate in an adam in front of you, what do you say? I ate. Unless what? Unless I love the potato chip over the orange, which I do. I love potato chips, yes. Or what? Or it's shivas aminim. It's a shivas aminim. How can it be shivas aminim? It's adoma. Klayos. Yes? And what happens if it's a what? It's a klayos versus a date. Klayos again, because first in the pasachita. You got me? It's amazing. Now, another time we'll have to talk about when you get into these ties, with the if you're close to the arts or not. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. Chazar over. Tomorrow we go Vaikam, Mizrat Hashem. Okay? Tomorrow we're going to have a very good, I'm proud of you guys. Don't forget Mincha B'Minyan. And